This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug with Rich and Greg in Tech Talk Time. We are here to discuss technology, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the whys, the wherefores. Greg Stebbins is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine and also happens to be on location at the Republican National Convention. I don't understand why, but we'll get to the bottom of that. First, though, Greg, I thought perhaps you'd like to share with Rich and me your Pokemon experiences. It seems everybody is sharing Pokemon experience. Richie got it with his children. His neighborhood is playing it. Somebody drove into my farm on Saturday and wanted to know if it was a Pokemon stop. I wasn't there, and the guy who was working on the farm didn't know what this person was talking about. What is...
I was there playing Pokemon, and I got very engaged in the game. Completely, you know, I lost track of everything happening around me. And the next thing you know, I looked up and I was in Cleveland, standing in front of the Quicken Loan Center, where the Republican National Committee.
Yeah, that really might actually be really
will happen.
What will be really interesting there, Greg, is watching all of the GOP walk around with their phones out looking for Pokemon in the convention. Because there will be dozens of them there.
Or a clue as to why Donald Trump chose Mr. Pence to be his vice president. Maybe there's a clue to that somewhere, too, in there. So the Pokemon thing is growing by leaps and bounds. Why would somebody have come into my farm to look for a Pokemon clue? What would that have been about?
Well, so part of what happens in the game is it leads people to what are called bases. And generally, these are notable public places, churches and parks and things like that. Sometimes, unfortunately, it can be like a police station. And can I just give a word to the wise here? This is not a good time to be standing around a police station, not paying attention and playing a game.
No.
So common sense is a really good thing here. There have been lots of reports, Doug, of people like you who have turned up in the game as a Pokemon Go base, and all of a sudden people converge on their places, and the owner of the house or the business has no idea what's going on, and of course the players are not paying attention at all, and so they think it's perfectly fine to tromp through someone's yard, or in your case, through your farm.
You really
do have to pay attention while you're playing.
Two things here. This could be a good thing, Doug. A neighbor of mine, he is one of the associate pastors at one of the larger churches in our neighborhood, and they intentionally are creating Pokemon stops at their church to get people, and businesses are doing the same thing. They want these people to come to their business. If you still had the farm store open, you would want them to come and buy an ice cream while they're looking for Pokemons or whatever it was.
Bingo.
Milk. So a lot of businesses are really using this as a way to get people in the front door. The other thing that was interesting about this, Greg, is that when Nintendo released this game, they didn't have a map created for all of the stops around the world. So what they did is they bought the database from another GPS-based game that had been around for years and just loaded those locations that people had played that other game into the Pokemon game. So all these locations are, you know, interesting places around the world that this other game has been played, and that's why you have people jumping into and walking into the Holocaust Museum, the World War II Museum, because for this other thing, it may have been a little bit a different situation, and then not looking for a Pokemon in there, but that's where they got all of their locations from. So, Doug, maybe your farm was loaded on that previous game somehow, some way.
Yeah, could have been. Yep. All right, but we give attention and time and acknowledgement to all those who are playing Pokemon.
One neat thing is in our neighborhood, one of the neighbors saw a white van pull up in front of a park in our neighborhood. and about a dozen seniors got out walking around the park with their phones and then walked back into the van.
My God.
So a senior the living home took a bunch of the seniors out for a little field trip so that they could go hunting for Pokemon.
And how ironic. They went to a field.
Yeah. Bunga bunga. All right. Greg. Speaking of field, you're in the field, as it were, doing your thing this week at the Republican convention. You have a new book about presidential factoids that I want to talk to you about just a little bit. Yeah, you're a really, what they call these, a new age guy. Richie, this man is a raconteur.
He's got a little bit of everything going on, doesn't he?
All kinds of things going on, yeah. So what are you going to do at the Republican convention?
Well, the book is called White House Confidential. And, I mean, truthfully, if you've written a book about the presidents, where else would you want to be for the next 2 weeks but Cleveland and Philadelphia at the convention? So I'm really going to spend most of my time on Media Row, and I've been to the convention before. It's kind of interesting, but you have all, you know, there's going to be, I think, reported 15,000 members of the media here. Mm-hmm. And from time to time, they bring VIPs through, and everyone in the media clamors to get their time with that person. But you know what? There's a lot of time where all those radio people and the bloggers and the print people and the TV people are waiting for someone interesting to come along that they can talk to. Well, to be honest, I plan on being that someone interesting. I'm going to do a ton of interviews about how what's happening today at the convention has somehow parallels things that have happened in history. And I think it's useful to have a sense and a sense of perspective that, you know, as strange as this campaign season may be, in history, there have been many times where similar things, there's never quite been a Donald Trump. And I don't think there's ever been a presidential candidate who people think should be indicted. But there are things that are close. And that's the kind of thing I will be talking about with the media all through the week. And it's all that kind of stuff is in my book, which is called White House Confidential.
And we have the first dibs on him, so we're going to get some of the White House confidentiality taken care of in a matter of moments. 13 past the hour. The aftermath of Brexit, the number associated with your return on U.S. Treasury interest rates, people looking for alternatives. And the alternative here is a way for you to earn a secured 8% yield, get monthly checks so you can reinvest the money, whichever you'd prefer to do. Find out more. I'm going to start and finish with a website. It's commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. So you go there, you learn the story of how these funds are used to help commercial real estate developers buy properties and fix them up, or they build new properties, new shopping centers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a number attached to this as well, 888-444-2102, or the website commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. 8% yield guaranteed safe. What makes the fund secure is the maximum that's lent to a developer, 70% of the actual value, so the developer's got a lot of skin in the game, if you will. You are the investor. You get a quarterly profit sharing distribution in addition to the 8%. Maybe 2% or more on top of your 8% yield. Pretty good reason to call 888-444-2102 or to go online and check out the opportunity. Watch the 5-minute video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
18 after the hour. I'm Doug with Greg Stebbin and Rich McFadden. This is Tech Talk Time. You have a new book to discuss that Greg is shopping around in Washington called White House Confidential, which has a lot of cool factoids about presidents and the presidential races. One of the things, because this is an hour about technology, why don't we talk about how technology has changed our process? You were talking to a college professor who has a theory about, especially with the primaries, but I can see how this affects pretty much all elections, Greg.
Well, sure. And, you know, one of the things to realize is that after the 1968 presidential election, you know, that's when there were the riots in Chicago, the way we pick our candidates in the primaries changed dramatically. But I can tell you another thing that's had impact is, frankly, television and the ability to sell advertising. So I believe one of the reasons the primary season is so long is because there's so many dollars for the media to make, and it also enables a candidate to focus on one area and run for president instead of having to spend all their time and all their money trying to blanket the entire country at the same time. That would be a very difficult thing. But what about other technology? So how about this? Before the 1850s, how presidents campaigned had to be very, very different. Why? Because before the 1850s, they couldn't take the train to get from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just jump on a plane, obviously. They didn't just jump in a car, obviously. If they wanted to make public appearances, there was no TV, there was no internet. They had to physically move from place to place, and the way they would do that from the 1850s on was by taking a train. It was a game changer in the way we got to know the candidates and the way we got to choose who we would vote for. And then in the 1880s, another very dramatic piece of technology came along, and that was the daily newspaper. All of a sudden, the candidates had a way of, you know, in a sense, I would bet that political lobbying was born at the same time daily newspapers became very popular and possible, because all of a sudden, people had a way to follow the news on a daily basis instead of just hearing it when they could.
Yep. Good points. Agreed. We're focused on technology and how it plays into politics. I'm Doug Stephan. Greg Stephan is here. Rich McFadden at 21 past the hour.
Huh? hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Moving along now, Tech Talk time, an hour every week devoted to technology and all its beauty. The forums are up to us to discuss the winnowing picture of a certain type of, like, Facebook, okay? Why is Facebook relevant or not relevant anymore? We discuss those sorts of things. Craig Stebbins is here. Technologically, he is on the top of the heap. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Also a writer of his own note. He's written a book called White House Confidential. Richie McFadden is here. He and I maybe ought to pull apart some of these things.
I have not written the book.
No, I know you haven't, Richard. You could, though, about our relationship.
Absolutely.
That would be a pretty good book. Anyway, you're in Cleveland, Greg, for the convention. This book will be hot stuff, I'm sure, at the convention because you are focused. I didn't know that you had written this book earlier on today. I was talking about the foibles of presidents. My cousin, Doug, who lived in Denver, where I am at the moment, passed away last week, and I'm here for his funeral. And one of the things that he was known for, and his family and his friends, was his expertise when it came to knowing about our presidents. And the fact that most of them were scoundrels, not very smart, not very good at their job. We've had a few good ones. And I wonder if all of the things, the facts that you have in this book play into the fact that we really have had a lot of mediocrity in the presidential, in the Oval Office.
Well, it's interesting you say that because that's actually the premise of the entire book.
Really?
The real premise of the book is that the president's job is to entertain us. And some presidents have been...
No wonder we're in such a bad mood. They're lousy entertainers, the last couple of them anyway.
So I'm going to read you a quote. This is from a United States president. He was talking about the man who served as president before him, his predecessor. And you guess who you think the president was talking about. So the quote is, got to find it, if he was not the greatest president, he was the best actor of presidency we have ever had. Who do you think that quote was said about?
Well, everybody would immediately jump to Ronald Reagan, but that's not right.
But no.
No, it's too easy.
Because Bush wouldn't say that.
Right? No.
Well, let me blow you away.
Okay.
The speaker, so let me read the quote again. If he was not the greatest president, he was the best actor of presidency we have ever had. The speaker was John Adams.
Yeah, talking about Washington.
The president he was talking about was George Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, what I believe in my own studies, and actually my cousin sort of convinced me in some conversations, Washington was the man for the time. After that, we had one of the Adamses was okay, the other one wasn't.
Yeah.
You had Madison, Monroe, these were all really bad guys. Jackson was a horrible human being. Most of the presidents, until Lincoln, were bad. And Lincoln came for a time and in a time when we needed somebody good, so he sort of answered that call. And then you could argue we didn't have, look at the characters that we had, U.S. Grant, my God, and followed after him was worse than that. The whole rest of the century was a bunch of ne'er-do-wells and clowns, and it didn't really get better. I mean, you can argue that Teddy Roosevelt might have been okay. And then you get to his cousin, Franklin, and you see a man for the times. You certainly, Smiling Cal wasn't any great shakes.
In fact, in the book I call, I have a section called Goofball,
yeah.
Goofball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Silent Cal is the first runner-up. I crown Warren Harding as the worst or the goofiest president either. And, of course, Calvin Coolidge was his vice president. Harding, in particular, was, I mean, there's quotes in the book. He was even quoted as saying, "I am not fit for this job. What am I doing here?" He would reach out to his aides and say, "You have a college degree. Help me with this."
Yeah.
I mean,
wow. Most of the presidents have been really bad. We'll continue this conversation 28 past the hour.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine this scenario. A man walks into a hospital with chest pains and fears the worst. The doctor orders a blood test, and it shows no elevated enzymes that would indicate a heart attack. However, the patient urges additional testing, and after some more expensive tests, the final diagnosis is indigestion. According to surveys, doctors say they routinely order more tests than are clinically needed for two main reasons: to eliminate patient anxiety and to avoid being sued. Ordering these extra tests is called defensive medicine, and it comes with a huge price tag. Even with the Affordable Care Act, insurance premiums are expected to rise an average of about 10% next year in metropolitan areas, in large part because of defensive medicine. Let's be fair. If we're going to bring sanity to healthcare spending and cut insurance rates, wasteful spending has to be eliminated. A nonpartisan group called Patients for Fair Compensation has developed a plan that would replace this broken system with a new one. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline, meeting minimum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What about your friends? This is Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor at a very prestigious publication, Men's Health Magazine. Knows his way around technology. Also, is quite a renaissance man in that he's following a lot of political stories for the convention. He's at the convention. He's got a book called White House Confidential that goes over much of the stories over the years, the presidents that we've had, whether we liked them or we didn't like them. There's more not to like than there is to like, but it's more because of silly, foolish stuff than anything else, it would seem, right? Isn't that what the book is basically about? Things that you would not know, and unless we had written them, read them here, we probably wouldn't care about it.
Well, so for instance, in the book I talk about the first Canadian U.S. president.
Tom Cruise. Oh, wait a minute, no. Ted Cruz.
Tom Cruise is in 4 years.
Yeah. Right, next. Yeah.
Not Ted Cruz. Chester Arthur.
Okay, Chester Arthur. Kind of forget about him. He was a forgettable president.
Well, but that's really the premise of the book. Is a great president is one we remember, but what a terrible thing to get all the way to the White House and then to be forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be devil. What's your legacy? I don't have one, and I was the president of the United States.
How many of us can name more than four presidents? Richie, name all the presidents come to your mind.
Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt, Bush, Carter, Nixon, Ike, Johnson, Obama, what else?
Right, you left out
Kennedy.
All of the presidents in recent memory.
Yeah, memory. And then I can name, I don't know, off the top of my head. If I sat and thought about it, I could probably name 15 from before I was born.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So which of those presidents you named do you think had secretly longed for a career as a rapper?
As a rapper?
Yeah, as a rap star.
I would guess that the only one would have to be Obama.
You're so wrong.
Really? Who else has been around since rap?
You tell me, George.
Oh, wait a minute.
Nixon?
Rapper.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
was quoted as saying, if rap had been around when I was younger, I might have looked for a career in music.
Really?
Yeah.
He could have gone as
Nixon would have been a great rapper.
Actually, you know, he probably was a great rapper. I wish we had a chance to record him. He did, by the way, win a Grammy.
Nixon did?
Richard Nixon did?
For his 18 minutes of tape that was missing?
So he, was it a Grammy, or he won one of those awards for the interview he did with David Frost, if you remember years later.
That was.
So I believe he's the only president who ever won a Grammy award.
Wow.
Which probably got him thinking, boy, being in the music industry is a lot more fun than being president.
You know, I think that's not true. I think there are spoken word Grammys. I think Jimmy Carter won a Grammy for his book or something around that. That sticks in my mind. Let's all run to Google and see if we can figure it out.
Thank you, Siri, for the answer to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, somebody, Richie, will figure it out.
You're right. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama have all won.
Oh, wow.
Well, in
Richard Nixon's time, he was the only one to win a Grammy.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Things have changed now. Now it's required in order to get to have a legacy as the president.
With books on tape, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what is the fact that you found, and you put in this as you put the book together, that so surprised you? What sticks with you of all the facts here that you're selling us in this book, White House Confidential, which one surprised Greg Stebbin the most?
This is shocking, and there are historians listening who will argue with me to the grave about what I'm going to say. But if you look at history, you see a slight problem with the narrative that George Washington was the first president of the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in the book I actually have quotes from Jefferson in which they both refer to another man by the name of John Hanson as the president of the United States. And the flaw in the narrative is that, you know, we all know the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, 1777. What most people don't know is, given 76 or 77, what year did George Washington take office as president? It wasn't until 13 years later in 1789.
Yeah.
So during that 13-year gap, there were actually seven other men who had the title President of the United States under Congress assembled. They were the presidents under the Articles of Confederation. The first guy was John Hanson. And I'll tell you why I think everybody should know this story and be interested in it. First of all, I think it's terrible that a man who served as he did and did many wonderful things in a one-year term is completely unknown and has never been recognized. But if we were to say to lobby Congress to recognize him or to lobby for a Congressional Medal of Honor for him, because he would be recognized as the first president under Congress assembled, in theory we'd all get his day off. It would be a national holiday, and who doesn't want to vote for an extra day off every year?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, the book is called White House Confidential, written by our pal Greg Stebbin. Check it out, especially during this president. This week, next week, a lot of focus on this book. Look for him. I'm betting that he's going to be in the hallowed halls at the Cleveland Convention and also at the Democratic Convention next week. Rich McFadden and Greg and Doug take a gander at something else technologically speaking. This is the Tech Talk Hour. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
Tech Talk time, 43 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there. Rich McFadden is at controls in our studio in Washington. So Richie always comes to the table with at least one good juicy one.
Well, I was kind of cruising through the interwebs this week, Doug, and I saw something on Smithsonian Magazine that really caught my attention. Remember 50 years ago when your television broke, or even in the 70s, or even in the 80s when your television broke? What would you do?
Take the tube out, throw it away, and put in another tube.
There you go. You repaired it, right?
Yeah, right.
There's a movement nowadays called the right to repair movement. Because nowadays, if you buy a TV and it dies, what do?
Landfill.
Landfill. You throw it away, and you go buy another TV. So there's a growing number of people who see this as unreasonable, and what it's basically becoming is planned obsolescence and repair prevention by the manufacturers. And the main reason for that planned obsolescence is because they own the software copyrights in it, and they don't want to open up how to fix it to anyone who can then steal their secrets and reproduce it. So there's a group called the Right to Repair Association that's now got 180 members of fix-it type organizations, and they're trying to pass local legislation to open up all of the secrets in these. Anything that has a computer in it, your refrigerator, your washer, whatever it is, your tractor, your car, and put the secrets out there so that you can fix these things and not just throw them away. And as a matter of fact, there's an a website called iFixit, which is kind of like Wiki for DIY advice and tools, so that you can go find out some of the secrets about how to fix these things like in your refrigerator or whatnot and do it yourself. But it's a huge thing that we just waste and throw away all of these electronic goods just because they don't want to open it up and give us the secrets behind the trap door.
Well, and it's complicated, too. I agree with everything you said, but I think there's other layers. For instance, for many people, when their TV dies, they're glad their TV died because I get to go buy a new, better TV. So for most of the history of the television as an appliance, TVs didn't get better. Sure, there was the jump from black and white to color, but then it was years before the technology itself changed, so you didn't want a new TV. There was no reason to go get a new TV. Today, your TV dies and you realize the price came down and the quality of the picture got better. Let me throw this thing in. I wanted to throw it in the landfill anyway. Now I have a good excuse to go buy a new one. So part of this is on consumers as well, and thinking about, you know what, the things around us could or should have a second life. Even if you want to upgrade to a new TV anyway, it's worth thinking about, maybe it would be great if I could get that TV repaired so I could hand it off to someone else who would use it, because having all these things up end up in the landfill, that's the shame of it all, whether you want to upgrade to a new TV or not.
Well, let's take it just one step farther. Let's say a farmer paid $80,000 for a new John Deere tractor. John Deere owns the software that runs that tractor, and you cannot take it anywhere but a John Deere dealership to have it worked on. You're not going to throw that away and buy another one.
Well, that's very different, obviously, than a TV set. And Doug was saying during the break that that has actually changed the way people buy tractors today.
Yeah,
certainly changed the way we've done farming today. Never mind, it's just everything is different because of. I remember an old water. Somebody showing me how to use a big. They have in the Midwest and the Mid South these huge cranes that deliver water to acres and acres of fields at a time. And they used to be, you'd turn on the spigot, turn on the power, and things just go around in circles. Now it's all computer programmed.
Right.
And the water goes on and off according. It can almost sense in the field what the water need is for that particular part of the field. Amazing. Greg Stebbin, again, the book is called White House Confidential. You're to be congratulated on that. I appreciate your being here. Rich and Doug at 49 past the hour.
Throwing an outdoor party? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg makes it a twofer with Burpee vegetable plants.
It's a twofer. Gorgeous decor inside and out and yummy Burpee herbs and veggies. Great for cocktails, salads, even bruschetta.
More at burpeehomegardens.com. Talking eats.
I love making my own ice creams and ice cream cakes. My fave, two new mixes from the Curious Creamery. I add my choice of liquids and mix-ins. No ice cream maker required. Takes just minutes, plus freezing time.
More at thecuriouscreamery.com.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We're going to go through a couple of important stories. There is an Angie's List item which will lead you to believe they may want to compete with another major, I suppose we could say this was a the other company, well, I'll just tell you what it is, Amazon. This is the world that we are in. I think that we're all getting so used to these different names of companies. Now, we're going to tell you a story about that. Snapchat's in the news as well. Cybersecurity is in the news. Growing threat, not only for your personal life, but also for your company's life. The company you work for, does it have challenges? With cyber criminals becoming more sophisticated in how they choose and attack their targets, it's very important for you to know how to protect your data and your privacy. So here's Jay Curtis with more.
Over the last 5 years, the Internet Crime Complaint Center received an average of nearly 300,000 complaints annually. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean of the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, says that the problem is likely to get worse.
The two solutions to the problem are investing in technology and human capital. It's going to be an employees market because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting about 1.2 million job openings due to growth in computer and information technology fields.
In a recent survey, University of Phoenix found that Americans' greatest security concerns were theft and personal cybersecurity. The survey also found that 2 in 5 respondents had experienced a personal security breach. Bonilla added that trained professionals are entering the workforce with the necessary preparation to help thwart these attacks.
Of course, our students don't just have the grit to do the job, they have the skills too. Our programs are designed to ensure that as students work towards their degree, they are also working towards industry aligned certificates.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small.
when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, 55 past the hour. Angie's List is trying to compete with Amazon. It doesn't seem like a fair fight, at least I wouldn't have thought, but if she has the courage to do this, Angie's List has become certainly much more popular, and the company is doing very well, based in Indianapolis. So they've got online reviews, lots, millions and millions of them. Most everybody knows who Angie's List, or who Angie is and what Angie's List is, but to compete with Amazon, Victoria?
Well, it's interesting because Amazon actually took this idea from Angie's List. So
really?
It is really, yeah, there is an interesting twist to this. Amazon, and we were talking about this, I think, a few weeks ago in one of our tech hours, about how when you're on Amazon and you buy a product, and let's say you buy a new sink or a faucet or whatever, and then a million plumbers pop up in your neighborhood, yeah, and oh, this person is recommended by Amazon. Well, they started doing that because instead of leaving Amazon to then go to Angie's List and find a reputable plumber near you, Amazon decided, well, let's just do it all in one. And it started to take business away from Angie's List. So Angie's List has been doing well for the last few years. However, their first quarter, or their last quarter of 2015, was sort of disappointing. So they're reinventing themselves now with different membership levels. So the green level is free access. They have more than 700 service categories, free access to reviews and ratings. And now the subscription-based, they have a silver access, which is $25 for the year, which is really reasonable if you are doing home renovations or things like that. It allows consumers to have a guaranteed fair price and quality of service guaranteed by Angie's List, so much so that they'll reimburse customers up to $100,000 now if you're not satisfied with the work that someone they recommend does. And then they have a gold-based service that's $99 a year that also includes complaint resolution process and customer support. So Angie's List is really expanding into one-stop shopping.
So the smart play here would have been to do what Target did with CVS. Instead of Target being in the competitive drug business, which they really can't be, Amazon should have gone to Angie's List or vice versa and said, let's make a deal. We'll use your services and give you whatever the cut is instead
that
of
would have, that, and that would have been a great play. Yeah. Everyone knows Amazon's so big that they may not have even needed to. That's
when
that,
when you get so big, it's like, what's the old expression? Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. That's what happens. You know that expression, right?
I never heard that expression before. No.
That's an old farmer's expression.
I guess so.
You hear from Farmer Doug. Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. When you want and take too much, doesn't pay. 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.